Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Update is brought to you in part by Professional Turf. Winter storm warnings, far western Minnesota. Plowable snow 2 to 5 inches. Grand Forks, Red River Valley could see as much as 10 inches by Friday. Here in the metro, mostly cloudy today with a passing shower, although most of the day should be dry, a high of 58. Steadier rain likely tonight, cooling off to 35. Tomorrow, colder winds, showers slowly taper, looking at a high of only 39, though. Saturday, partly sunny and dry, 50. Sunday, clouds increase, looking at a high of 58. Monday, milder with a passing shower, high of 64. Currently, it's mostly cloudy and 47. From the Rudy Luther Toyota Weather Center, I'm Jerry Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
These Twins Classics that we've been carrying on WCCO Radio, I got to tell you, I just love turning the radio on and listening to these. Last night we had a good one as well, playing game 163 back from 09, and that was fun just to hear some of the names from that unbelievable baseball game, one of the best in Twins history when you outside of the playoffs and the World Series, obviously. But today we're doing something very, very different at 3:10 on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WCCO Radio. So let's ask the guy who will be doing this, Corey Provis, voice of the Minnesota Twins. Good morning.
Dave, good morning.
Well, Corey, what in the world's happening at 3:10, the virtual home opener? Because you're going to call this.
Yeah, so we already recorded it. So we did this on Tuesday, and so I was doing it off my computer at home, and Danny chimed in from his house in Arizona, and we just simulated through MLB The Show. The Twins and the A's playing a game, and we had some fun with that on Tuesday, and that's going to air on a couple different social media platforms today.
Does that give you an opportunity at least to second-guess an umpire even on a simulation game?
Oh, yeah. You can second-guess umpires, but what we found was, boy, the pace was really good, Dave. Let me tell you, man, they get the ball back and they go. The pace of play, whatever MLB The Show is using to emphasize that, clearly comes across.
I wonder if that might guide Major League Baseball in future rules. What do you think?
It was really fun to do. I just think that I don't want to give too much away, but especially the last couple of minutes. Do not miss the last couple of minutes because there's a really nice surprise towards the end.
Oh, great. Okay, well, yeah. I can't wait. I think this is such a great idea at 3:10 today. Again, folks, that's facebook.com/WCCO Radio. So how's life for you, Corey, without baseball so far?
Yeah, you know, it's like everybody else. We're just waiting this out and then hoping and praying for the best. And, you know, my family and I, we chat about this every night that, you know, we've never had this time together without me traveling, you know, Dave, just because of baseball and my off-season work, just to be together, the four of us, this amount of time, it's never happened before. So we're trying to make the best of it, but it's certainly sad. It's really sad out there, and it's getting harder and harder to wash and stomach, but hopefully, you know, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel at some point, and then at that point, baseball will come back.
Yeah, that a vaccine will change everything, won't it?
Oh, 100%. And that's what I, you know, keep waiting for. And you know, I keep reading in the Star Tribune about the great work they're doing at the U and Mayo and, you know, geniuses, the, you know, brilliant men and women that are working so hard to help out and do their part. It's not going unnoticed.
I'm getting some emails, and you don't have to reveal anything if you don't want, but you're talking about being at home more with your wife and kids because of the nature of your job, obviously. That takes you out of the loop a fair amount. But is everything going smoothly, Corey? I just want to make sure that everybody likes having you around the house.
So far, so good. But let's check back in another week or so, Dave, because eventually it may be like, okay, this isn't working anymore. But, yeah, you know, the weather has been awesome. I mean, the weather has been a big part of this, too. Hasn't it been that we can get outside and, you know, go play in the yard? And, you know, my kids are 6 and 4, getting on the bikes, the scooters. So being able to just get out of the house a little bit has been huge.
Here's the crazy part of it for Twins fans. Nobody knows this better than you do. We have what appears to be a really good team this year. We want to see him play.
Yeah, that's a good point, because this is a team that's built to win in 2020. And that's the sad part when you look at it on a much smaller scale, because human life is going to always, you know, trump, you know, over what's going on a sporting field. But still, from a baseball standpoint, yeah, you know, Dave, this is a Twins team that was built to really do some damage in 2020, and to not see these guys yet contend is heartbreaking.
Well, at least when they start, Rich Hill will probably be close to ready. Does Pineda's, it doesn't matter for him, right? He'll still be suspended a certain amount of games?
Yeah, it has to be games. So, yeah, so he still will be, whenever the season does start, you know, he'd have to continue to serve his suspension. But, yeah, you know, if we get this thing going at some point here soon, that, then a Rich Hill becomes certainly a, you know, a big piece of it. And it was good to see the news that Byron, had we begun on time, that Byron would have been okay. Because when we last saw the team play, Byron had yet to play in a spring training game. We saw Polanco, we saw Gonzalez, both those guys coming off surgery, had yet to see Byron. But it seemed like, from what I heard from Derek, is that that Byron was still tracking to be ready on opening day.
Yeah, I saw his wife throwing him soft toss the other day on Instagram.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
That's a busy house, no doubt about that. And that guy works as hard as anybody I've ever been around. So I would never discount Byron Buxton being ready to play.
Before you go, I was reading in the LA Times an article there by Bill Shaquin, who says that the idea is being tossed around in MLB circles, Corey, that if things work out the way they like, they could open up on the 4th of July.
Fantastic. I would love it. It's 3 days before Danny's birthday, so we can celebrate independence, but also an early start to Danny's birthday, which is always nice.
And you don't want to start the day after Danny's birthday.
No. Danny doesn't normally show up that day. So that's why we do it beforehand. So, that'd be neat. I'm hoping for anything. You know, I'm not ruling out anything. And I'm going to let this play out and learn and watch every day. I'm not going to project when this thing may start. I'm just hoping it does start, and it does start soon.
Yep, that's all we can do. Hey, Corey, thanks. I'll listen for you today. I'll look for that surprise. Thanks for tipping us off on that.
You got it, Dave. Take care.
Corey Provis, the voice of the Minnesota Twins, 3:10 today, virtual home opener, Facebook page at WCCO Radio. That's facebook.com/WCCO Radio. Make sure you tune in for I don't have any idea what happens at the end, but I can't wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.